Hi, I'm Carol Fox from Life Performance. And on this CD, we talk about values and the power of knowing what you actually value in your life. And you're going to hear about ways that you can use this information in your life to empower yourself and just to make things like decisions a lot easier. This is an interactive CD with a few exercises to do, particularly at the start. So you may need pen and paper. Hey, why not try some coloured texters? Unconscious Mind loves using colour, particularly when we're asking it lots of questions. As we work through the CD, you'll notice that you'll be spending time brainstorming certain aspects, and this may take longer for some people. So if the music runs out and you haven't finished, just pause the CD and take your time. So grab a pen and paper and let's get started. First thing I'd like you to do is to list or draw or do a mind map around all of the things that are important to you in your life. Just anything that's important to you. And think about all of the different areas. Off you go. Fantastic. Now what I would like you to do is to highlight the top five values on that page. That's the five most important things to you at the moment. Now on a new page, write those highlighted values in no particular order. Fantastic. Now with those values, what I'd like you to do is this. Going to the value, asking the question, so number one might be fun, for example, and asking the question, what is important to me about this value? So what's important to me about fun? When I did this, when I have fun, I'm happy. Okay, well, what's important to me about happiness? When I'm happy, I'm relaxed. And what's important to me about being relaxed? Well, when I'm relaxed, I'm free, free to do what it is that I want to do. So what you're going to do on each of these values is do three steps. What's important to me about the value, what's important to me about that, what's important to me about that, and what's important to me about that. You're doing it three times. What we're doing here is we're trying to get down to your core value. Now, you're doing this on the same page that you've just written your five important values. You're just doing little arrows next to the first value, and then you'll take it three times if you can. One other example I do want to give you, a lot of people put money down as a value, which is absolutely fine. However, I find for people that money's not actually the value, that it actually means something else. So for some people, when I ask them what's important to them about money, they say, oh, when I have money, I feel secure. Okay, and what's important to you about security? Well, when I have security, then I feel free to do whatever it is I want to do. So the core value is probably freedom. Money's a way that they can get freedom. So off you go. What you've got to do is what's important to you about each of those five values and try to take it as far as you can. What we're getting down to are your core values. Off you go. Okay, fantastic. Now, you'll probably notice on the right-hand side that there was some keywords that kept coming out. So I know that when I did this example, freedom kept coming up for me. So I can probably make an assumption that freedom is my number one value, and I actually know that that's the case. So out of the whole page of words that are in front of you now, the initial five values that you put down, and then all of the what's important to me about that value, I want you to choose your top five values. They can come from either side of the page or both. And what you're going to do now on the next page is actually write them in order. So number one is your most important value, what is most important to you. Number two is the second most important, and so on, so that you'll have what I value most and your top five values in order. Fantastic. Now, one more thing I'd like you to do. On that page where you've just written what you value most, somewhere on that page I'd just like you to find a little space. And I'd like you to think about someone who you absolutely admire. So staying on the same page, what I value most, where you've just written your top five values, somewhere on there, just make a little space and write the name of someone that you absolutely admire in life. Only one person. And if you knew what that person valued in their life, what would those values be? What would their top five values be? Now, I know that you don't know, but if you did know, what would they be? And just write them somewhere on that page next to your top five values. So what would be their most important value? What would be most important to them? And I know that you know that you don't know, but you actually do know. So if you did know, what would their values be? Very good. Okay, now that you've done that, what I'd like you to do is have a look at the list of words that you've just written down, the values, and just highlight any that you think that you might like to have. Are there any values that you've just written down that you go, I'd really like to have that one? And if there are, just highlight them. And now what I want you to do is looking at those and the ones that you've highlighted and looking at the list that you've just written, would you like to swap one of those values with the five that you wrote down before? If you do, remember you need to swap them. You can't add them to your list. Often when I work with groups, I have people sneaking in five or six or seven values. So what we're doing here is if you've just written down a value and you think you'd like to add it to your list, you need to take one of your values out. The aim is that you're going to come up with five values only. Now, if they're similar, you might just want to choose the word that means the most to you. One of the questions I often get asked is why you can't have more than five values. Five values is a pretty easy number to remember, and most people can actually remember that number. And we're going to explain later on how the unconscious mind can really only remember anywhere between five and nine pieces of information at any one time. With five values, it's very easy to remember them and you can recite them at any time. So we find that five's a pretty good number. But that's also why I said if you want to have six, if you must have six, you can. All right? So the aim of this exercise so far has been to finish with your top five values in order of importance to you. What I'd like you to do now is with your values list and the five things that you value most, I'd like you actually to stand up and hoping that you're in a room all on your own and no one can see you, I'd like you to read those values out loud and say it in a voice that you own it. And what you're going to do is you're actually going to read them out five times. From the heart, off you go. Fantastic. Now, I hope you're in a room on your own, but if not, I'm sure people are very, very impressed with your values. Okay, now I just need to say that the exercise we've just done, we were looking at life in general. You can do this same exercise to get specific on what you value in your work, and what you value in relationships, and what you value in any other area of your life. So all you do is you just go back to the beginning, and instead of having what's important to me in my life, it might be what's important to me about my work. Brainstorm it, then keep working out what it's really about, get down to your core values, choose your top five, and then you'll have it specifically for that area. So I just want to talk about some ways that living your values can actually help create a balanced life for yourself. In the work that I do with a lot of sporting teams, I'm often asked to work on self-image. And even though I've got a lot of tools in working with self-image and helping people realise how wonderful they are, I often use the values exercise to get them through that. And what I do there is if you go back and look at your top five values, go back to that sheet, and just answer this question. If you met someone who was living those values, would you like them? Do you think they're pretty cool? Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's you. So you are those values. And even though you might not be living them 100% at the moment, that is who you are and that is the essence of you. I often get, when I work with younger groups of people, they go, oh, if I met someone like that, I'd really, really like them. And this is about self-image. This is about you liking yourself. So if at any time you are down on yourself and you're not sure about yourself, go back and do this exercise. Pull out your values and remind yourself who you are and what you're about and own it and have integrity with it. And most of the time you do the exercise, you'll bring yourself down to earth. It's a very grounding type of exercise. It gets you back to basics and so, so simple. Okay, another way that you can use values in your life. In my clinic, I have a lot of clients who come to me for lots of different reasons. And I have quite a few clients who come in for relationship problems. Now, it's really amazing when I get clients in. They sit down in their chair and they go, Carol, I've got a really big decision to make. Can you make it for me? And I go, yeah, sure. Not. Because, see, once I make a decision for someone, then if it works out, that's fine and they love me and they think I'm wonderful. But if it doesn't work out, they actually blame me. So there's no responsibility on their behalf. So what I do is actually take them through this values exercise again. So if it's about a relationship, and often it will be, I sort of like them and I'm living with them, but something inside me is saying it's not right, but I don't know what to do about it and I can't pinpoint it. So what I do with that person is I would get them to do their values on what they find important about a relationship. So they might put down love, respect, freedom, trust, and security. And then what I do is I talk to them and go, okay, well, think about your partner now. Now, if we had to score it out of five, so five was absolutely brilliant, couldn't be better, and zero was zero, thinking about your partner, go to your first value of love, and if you had to score that out of five, what would it be? How loved are you feeling at the moment? And if my client puts down a one, well, that's fine. Okay, and go to the second one, respect. Out of five, does your partner respect you? Do you feel respected, and do you respect yourself? And then they put down a score. Freedom, how free are you feeling in this relationship? Trust, do you feel like you're trusted? Do you feel like that person's trustworthy? And then we go to their fifth value on security. How are you going in that area? So what the client then has is an indication of how well their relationship values are being met. Sometimes what happens is it's absolutely in their face about what's not going right in their relationship. And it gives them a great tool to be able to talk to their partner about what is and isn't happening. And the really great thing about this is there's complete ownership on their behalf on what's going on in the relationship. So instead of going to their partner and saying, oh, you don't love me, that's why I'm leaving you, they can say, look, I really love the fact that you respect me and I trust you and I love the freedom that I have. But at the moment, my value of love just isn't being met. And here's what this value means to me. So that then their partner gets a chance to come back and talk to them and they can have a conversation about it rather than the traditional fight because they don't know what's happening. I sometimes get these people come into my office because they've been offered a new job. Poor things. You know, how can they decide? I just feel terrible for them. So they'll come in and they'll go, Carol, I've been offered a new job and I don't know whether to take it because I sort of like the job I'm in at the moment and what do I do? Can you tell me? Ha, ha, ha. It's like, no. So what I do there is I write down what's important to them about a job. So they might write down something like freedom, fun, commitment, friendship and growth. And then we go to the job that they're in at the moment. Okay, so out of five, How are you going to score your value of freedom? And then fun, commitment, friendship, and growth. And they give each of those a score. And then we go, okay, now for your new job, hopefully you've asked lots of questions and you've done some research so you'll know the answers to this. With the information you've got so far, well, this new job, if you had to rate it out of 5 on freedom, how do you think you'd go there? Fun, commitment, friendship, and growth. And then what happens is the client's actually got 2 rows of figures. And the interesting thing is, I remember last time we were doing this, the job the person was in scored really low on their first, their third, and their fifth value, which was freedom, commitment, and growth. The new job scored very high in those areas. So it was just really interesting for them. Once they did that, they knew where to go and they completely owned the decision. The really great thing about making value-based decisions is that you own the decision. You don't blame anyone else and you can't blame anyone else. So you take full responsibility for what happens. So you know what? If you get it wrong, you actually own that because you know that you made a choice based on the best information you had at the time. And that is just so empowering. Now, sometimes I get clients come in because they're tired, run down and lethargic, and they're just not too sure why. They often say something like, there's a part of me missing. I'm just not living my life. I just feel like I'm walking around and I'm just not really existing. Now, often when this happens, it could be that a core value of theirs just isn't being met. And it's another good time to go through their values list and get clear on what it is that's missing in their life. Now, I had an example recently where a football player was sent to me, AFL football player. And he had lost over 8 kilograms and he was tired all the time. Now, the football club thought that it was because he was homesick and they were pretty close to it. When we actually sat down and did his values, his number one core value was family, and he was missing his family. They were very correct. So what we did is once he realised that that value of family wasn't being met, he could actually work out how he could recreate that value at the football club that he was at. You see, it wasn't that he was missing his mum and dad and his brothers and his sisters and his friends. He was missing the connection and the belongingness and the love that he had in that family. So what we actually did is we went back to the football club and he was able to say to them, "This is what I need to have happen here at the club so that I feel like I'm part of a family." Now, the interesting thing in this example was that when he told that to the club actually took that on and said, "Okay, we can do that, but we need something from you." You see, what was happening is he wasn't giving anything of himself either. So they called him on his responsibility and said, "We'll do that, but we also need you to open up so that you can work with us as well." He recreated that family atmosphere, put back on the weight, was extremely successful. This particular football player, when he came in, was making a huge decision. He was either going to give up AFL football and go back to the country, or he was going to stay on. The really great thing is he decided to stay on, and when he does finally one day decide to go home, there'll be no regrets. Now, finally, the last way that I use this exercise, once again, such a simple, simple exercise, and it's just used so often in the work that I do, is with teams. And what we do is we use this exercise to come up with the team values that are fully in line with the personal values of the team for full emotional commitment. I had the honour of working with the Australian swimming team recently. And what we did is we took them through the exercise that you've just gone through. So every single swimmer, coach and support staff on the Australian swimming team did this exercise. We collected their top 5 values, and what we did is we collated, and out of all of the collation, we came up with the values that got the highest scores. So the Australian swimming team as a whole value fun, friendship, fitness, achievement, and self-satisfaction. And then they went away and they came up with an acronym, and their acronym was FAST Team. So the F standard for fun, friendship and fitness, the A for achievement, the S for self-satisfaction, and the T was for team, which stood for together everyone achieves more. Now, after they came up with what their values were, we actually went through and in groups worked out what behaviours support those values in that team. So what do we need to do to make sure that we have fun in our team? What do we need to make sure that we can achieve? What do we need to do to make sure that we are self-satisfied? And we did this across Australia. It was a huge logistical exercise, and everyone from around Australia contributed to it. What we're doing with this exercise is getting really clear on behaviours that support you being the best that you can be in a team. Often when I say to people in a group who's belonged to a team, I get hands up and I get faces pulled. And when I ask people how come they're pulling a face, I say, my experience of a team was really bad. And it's, how come? Well, there was a lot of bitching, there was a lot of put downs, I never felt like I belonged to the team. When you get really clear on what you value, and when you belong to a team that values the same sort of stuff, you do belong to that team, you are involved. And so with the Australian swimming team, what they did is they got really clear on the behaviours that would support fun, friendship, fitness, achievement and self-satisfaction. And by creating those behaviours and making them clear to everyone, everyone who joins the Australian swimming team now knows how they need to behave to be part of a high-performance team. And, you know, this is one of the best teams in the world. We also do this with corporate groups. We do this with small businesses. And it's such a simple, simple exercise again. And yet what we're looking for here is full emotional commitment. So great job working your way through your values, and really enjoy the positive impact that this knowledge will have on your life. Before I leave you, I'd like to share with you one of my favourite quotes relating to values. And it's by a lady called Margaret Young. Often people attempt to live their lives backwards. They try to have more things or more money in order to do more of what they want, so they'll be happier. The way it actually works is the reverse. You must first be who you really are, then do what you need to do in order to have what you want.